Our next speaker is Ms. Valerie Cook. She's a registered nurse at the Cheyenne Laramie County Health Department in Wyoming. She's the immunization program manager there. Over the last 2 years, Valerie has set a goal to reach out into the community more and more and provide on-site clinics, establishing a very successful collaboration with school nurses and administrators. Valerie has seen this goal become a reality, bringing school-based immunization clinics to every elementary, junior, high, and high school in the city, as well as to the outlying county schools. And Ms. Cook is going to be presenting today on adolescent immunization in the rural and frontier environment.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be here today to share with you our experiences as we went out to provide these school-based immunization clinics in our community. I'm just going to kind of go over some demographics, why we go out and provide these clinics in our schools, how we do it, and how we've been successful in achieving our goals. The state of Wyoming is largely a ranching and pleasure horse country. It's 2,685 square miles with a population of approximately 85,000 for our entire county. We have one metropolitan statistical area, which is Cheyenne, and four outlying communities, each with a population under 1,000. Cheyenne is the capital city of Wyoming, and it's approximately 75 square miles with a population of 53,000. Approximately 3% of our population is of adolescent age. We have 33 schools throughout our county, and 9 of these schools are located outside of the city limits of Cheyenne, with 8 of them being 10 miles or more outside of the city. Therefore, some of our families have to travel 50 miles or more just to get to a health clinic. And we felt that because of the time and effort it took for parents to get their kids out of school, take time off work, it would be beneficial for everyone if we were to take our immunization clinics to them at the schools. So, why outreach? Well, we began discussion with key leaders and parents, and we determined that it was much easier for school immunizations to be delivered at the schools rather than parents having to take that additional time off work, pull their kids out of school to get them into the physician's office. At first, some of our school nurses were a little reluctant to do this. We had a screening process in place that was pretty cumbersome. But then in 2007, through Wyoming's Universal State Program, we were able to start offering vaccines to every child that was a resident of Wyoming, ages birth through 19. This removed the barrier because it cut down on that cumbersome eligibility screening. In making outreach a success, it takes a complete effort by the State Health Department, school administrators, school nurses, our local health department, and parents. And without the acceptance of these key players, this program could not work. We coordinate with our head nurse in our school district and each individual school nurse to set up dates for our clinics at least 2 months in advance. We provide school nurses with appropriate paperwork, which includes our screening forms, the permission forms, our HIPAA information, and also the vaccine information statements. Then the individual school nurses coordinate getting the paperwork out to all the parents. Each school establishes their own method of parental notification of the clinics that are coming up. And as an example, we had a junior high recently that sent out notices to all families in the children's report cards, and that was very successful in getting the word out to the families that these clinics were going to be held. Then we order our vaccine at least 1 month ahead of time, and we do use the Vaccine for Children's program to order our vaccines through our state health department. This is our mobile response unit that we do use to go out and provide these school clinics at our schools. In 2004, our health department applied for and was awarded a grant through the Department of Homeland Security to purchase this modified recreational vehicle. It's a 35-foot RV that has two slide outs, which dramatically increase our workspace. Every nurse and administrative technician who drives this unit is not required to have a CDL license, but does have to go through specialized training in order to be able to drive this vehicle to and from each school. This is what the inside of our unit looks like. The whiteboard in the background, it displays our vaccine that we are providing for those clinics. We also list the manufacturer of the vaccine, the lot number, and the expiration date for the nurses that are providing the vaccines. In order to get prepared for these clinics, we start at our health department. And prior to departure, all of those that are going to be working in the clinics for that day assist in preparing and getting ready all the needed supplies for the clinic. We have a checklist that is posted inside of our to-go kit that ensures that we won't forget any necessary supplies for the day. We also keep a general stock of supplies inside of our mobile response unit, which we also call our MRU. We take along with us an emergency kit that we can provide emergency supplies if needed. Then the vaccine is packed appropriately in labeled coolers and we transport it to our MRU. We also have a portable refrigerator that we can use when giving hundreds of doses, for example, in a drive-through exercise for flu vaccine. The vaccines that we do offer during these school-based clinics include Tdap, MCV4, and we recently added HPV and flu vaccine. When we go to set up, we pick up the MRU every morning and we go to the first school where we are usually set up and ready to go by 9 in the morning. The number of students varies per school and that dictates how long we are at each school. We typically do 4 to 5 elementary schools per day and vaccinate approximately 80 students per day. We do have 3 junior highs and 3 high schools in our community, which we schedule for 2 to 3 hours at a time, normally on different days within the same week. We have one station that we set up in the front of our vehicle where the administration staff sets up and collects donations, paperwork, and gives receipts for students to take home to parents. These receipts indicate which vaccines the student received and also if they gave us a donation, how much the donation was that we received. At this point, data entry into the Wyoming Immunization Registry is also done. Set up at nursing